USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A 43-year-old Brooklyn man is accused of becoming an ISIS sniper and weapons instructor. The man was born in Kazakhstan and is a naturalized citizen. He's charged with providing material support to a terrorist organization and was arrested and transferred to the U.S. from the custody of the Syrian Defense Forces. He's due in a federal court in Brooklyn later today. Talking with reporters on Friday, President Trump says he's unhappy with Congresswoman Ilhan Omar.
I'm unhappy with the fact that a congresswoman can hate our country. I'm unhappy with the fact that a congresswoman can say anti-Semitic things. I'm unhappy with the fact that a congresswoman, in this case a different congresswoman, can call our country and our people garbage. That's what I'm unhappy with.
The president also says that Omar is lucky to be where she is, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm fat when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
In political news, lineups are out for the second round of the Democratic presidential debates at the end of the month. Trump 2020 campaign advisor Laura Trump tells Fox and Friends a lot of people will be watching one matchup in particular.
I think Joe Biden is going to be looking out for Kamala Harris because that was a very contentious back and forth between the two of them. She really kind of shut him down there.
The two candidates dig it into a pretty good back and forth over Biden's lack of support for school desegregation by busing back in the late 1960s. Excessive heat warnings are in effect for parts of Nebraska all the way to the Ohio Valley. Temperatures will be in the mid-90s, but with humidity, it will feel like over 105 degrees. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot discusses what her city's doing.
Today, Chicago is activating its extreme weather plan. We have a coordinated, collaborative, and comprehensive response to the coming heat wave, ensuring resources are readily accessible for every Chicagoan.
That heat is expected to last into the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Home Depot co-founder Ken Langone says the difference between him and Democratic presidential candidate Senator Bernie Sanders from Vermont is that he is talking about doing something. Meanwhile, Langone and his business colleagues actually do something, as he tells Maria Bartiromo on Fox Business.
Let me tell you something about this guy and about us. He's talking about doing something. We're doing something. It's a big difference.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? He sits up there with a microphone and pontificates and talks about this, that, and the other thing. Bernie, show me your record. Let's go back in your life and show me what you did for somebody else. This was my pitch at Ross's funeral memorial the other day. Was Perot did it. He didn't talk about it. He, right down to the littlest person that needed a break or help, this was the genius of Ross Perot.
USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky explains.
Marriage fraud? Reports Representative Ilhan Omar, who's from Somalia, one of the four members of the Progressive Squad, may have married her brother back in 2009. She denies it. Reporter David Steinberg with PJ Media has been investigating this story now for a year. He claims to have evidence she was in a sham marriage with her biological brother. Now, reporters asking President Trump about this. He says there was a lot of talk about the fact that she was married to her brother. I know nothing about it. I hear she was married to her brother. You're asking me a question about it. I don't know. But I'm sure that somebody would be looking at that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.